Hello, and welcome. Today we are interviewing Ms. Goover, the new head of school, who's been at the school for nearly 20 years. As students from all different grades throughout secondary school, we have a couple questions for you, Ms. Goover. Welcome.
Thank you.
Right. How are you feeling as the new head of school?
I'm feeling very excited about this role and about all the opportunities being in this role and serving my community, my school, my staff, and all stakeholders.
What are you particularly looking forward to in your new position?
Mm-hmm. I'm particularly looking forward to some development. I believe that we are at the threshold of growing. We are having in the ISCC and in the ELC in our childcare and kindergarten section a very huge growth. This is very exciting. We're having in the secondary school, we are building currently a third floor and bring the science department over to the secondary building. So this is all exciting. And I'm looking also forward to ensuring that not only the curriculum, but also lots of learning experiences are facilitated for each grade level, for each age level, for the needs of our students, and working together with all the teachers to make sure that you all are learning and having actually enjoying it as well. That's very important to me.
So what ideas do you have to develop the school even further?
Mm-hmm. So at the moment, we are in the process of getting a Middle States Association accreditation. That's a U.S. high school diploma in addition to our IB diploma, which is very, very exciting. And that would help also actually opening more university doors for our students. I'm also planning together with the faculty to have more cooperation, stronger cooperation between the local community so that we can have a better exchange, a stronger exchange. You could benefit our students and also local students. That would be fantastic. We are very present and we can always enhance this in our presence in the Schaffhausen community, also internationally. Switzerland has many international schools. We're a member of the SGIS, the Swiss Group of International Schools. And that would also be an intention and a goal to cooperate and work more closely with them and our school.
So some pretty important developments in our future, but also you've, as I mentioned earlier, you've been a member of ISSH for nearly 20 years now.
Mm-hmm.
How have you seen the school develop from when you joined, and what are some of the most what are some of the most exciting things that you experienced throughout, mm-hmm. throughout the school?
I joined ISSH 2006 as a parent when I came with my family and my three children, and we were located at Mühlenstraße, which in a very nice, lovely old building. And we had great students from age 3 till grade 9. We were about, I believe, about 120 students, if I'm not mistaken. We have moved to this location, to Mühlenthalstraße, to the Logierhaus in 2009. And we are now currently roughly more or less 300 students. So I've seen a big growth. We have in the meantime, we have implemented the diploma program. We have grades till 11 and 12. We have also the childcare section. We did not have the babies before, which is lovely. For 10 years, we celebrated last year our 10th anniversary with the childcare. So there have been lots of developments happening in the past. Well, since 2006, since I joined school.
Cool.
So now, if you don't mind, we'd like to know a bit more personal things about your own education. So in your educational journey, did any teachers leave a positive mark on you? Or what is the memory or teacher that brings to mind?
Mm-hmm. I have to say that I perceive myself as very lucky. I believe that I always had teachers who were supportive of me, who believed in me, who had a good sense of humor, who were not only good teachers, but also good pedagogues, who would know a good balance between when to be strict and when to be a bit more relaxed and being forgiving. There have been a few very good teachers I had in my school career. And I will always think fondly of them. If you ask for a name, there are so many names actually. that I'm happy to have been a student of them.
And did you receive any specific advice or life lesson from them that you want to share?
Yeah, there was one teacher, it was actually in high school, was my biology teacher, Mr. Rooks, maybe he's listening now. He knew that I was very ambitious and I liked biology, but I was maybe not the best talented student in biology. It was a tough subject. And he would always give me the advice saying, you are doing the best you can. You are committed. You have all the right attitude. If the grade is not the highest grade, be okay with it. Be happy with it. And that helped me to get less stressed when I might not get the grades I was hoping for, though I studied a lot. So I think that helped me to be not too over-competitive and be negative maybe about my own achievements and actually celebrate the achievements I am getting and gaining.
Now, were there any pranks you pulled off or fell victim to during your school years?
Ooh, pranks. I believe that, well, luckily there are no proofs, and we're living, or I lived in or grew up in a generation at times where we didn't have mobile phones, and no student would ever walk with a photo camera in school, so there are no proofs, but we have been in general a good class. I want to mention that we have been a good class. However, there have been on occasions situations where you might say that this was maybe naughty. I give you an example. What happens nowadays when a class, when a subject does not take place because a teacher is sick? We have now digital systems, right? We inform the students that a teacher is sick and either there is a supply teacher or not. So in the past, we had a blackboard in the school hall, and on this blackboard, once there was saying that a teacher was sick and there would be a supply teacher. We might have deleted the name, like erased the name that there was a supply teacher, and which would indicate that there is no lesson taking place, and so that we would maybe not show up in a lesson. This might have taken place, and it could be that we might have been in trouble as a class for doing this. I think this is the most innocent thing I can share without getting into trouble, because some of the teachers and people might still live.
So on a similar note, have you ever been in a detention? And if so, for what?
You are asking all the tough questions. yes, I have been in detention. The head of school I grew up in Berlin, and I was in Berlin. I went to high school in Berlin, and we had two entrances to the building, and our head of school would lock the gate, the main gate, the main door, after 8, so that any student coming late would come through the second entrance and pass his office. I might have come late regularly, might have passed his office too many times so that he really was upset with me, and I might have been in detention a few times.
So both with nostalgia in mind and I suppose without. So is there anything like a school tradition from your past that you would like to see again or think could be a useful addition? Like something that either, again, is nostalgic or something practical that happened in your past that you thought that was really useful either to you or to others? Or,
When I was in school, it was not so common that there would be excursions happening on a regular basis. Yes, we had class trips, residential trips. We would go once a year to a residential trip, and I always loved it. But what I really loved was, we call it in German, Wandertag. I loved going on Wandertag. That would be one day, or maybe sometimes 2 days per year, where we would go on a team bonding activity as students with the class and the teacher, and I really liked it. And I'm so happy to see that these kind of traditions I really valued and appreciated are more common practice nowadays. Nowadays, we have lots of field trips tied into the curriculum, lots of learning opportunities outside of the classroom, and I really like this. Another thing I liked as a student was when we had, we call it in German, Hitzefrei. which means when it was too hot, after a certain kind of degree, we would be allowed to go home.
That sounds amazing.
I can see from it. But those things happened very rarely in Berlin. So that was really something special then. While I can see, and now this is actually a very serious topic, right? I can see that with the global warming, this becomes a problem, but we can't cancel school almost every day because it's getting too hot. So I believe that we have to provide, or we have to think of different solutions, how to make it then bearable being in class when it is still warm. And also considering that it is not so easy being in an international school, having parents traveling, having parents working as well, when we have younger students where they would go home during the day, because you would make that decision on that day. Yeah. So there is some logistics we might still need to figure out, but I remember that as a student, I really liked it.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
I would like to go back to some questions about the school.
Yeah.
And so I came across this website that was ranking Swiss boarding schools, and mm-hmm. our school was ranked number 5 in Switzerland.
Oh, nice.
And I would like to ask what you think about that.
Mm-hmm. I'm very... very pleased actually that you went and had a look at the ranking, considering that we are having a small boarding program. That is very impressive, and considering that we're competing with bigger and more renovated outstanding boarding schools. I like our boarding school program very much. I'm very passionate about it because it really prepares students for university life and for dorm life actually when you are a university student. I also like the idea of being in a boarding school as a student. I begged my parents, please send me to a boarding school. And they would always say, no, why would we send you to a boarding school? But I always had a romantic idea of a boarding school. And I look at our boarding school and it actually matches the idea of being independent, getting some freedom, cooking together with your roommates, going on excursions at the weekend, studying together. I believe that if I had a chance coming again back to the world, I'll hope that I would have parents sending me to a boarding school. Okay.
Could you please describe yourself in 3 words?
U-turn.
Myself in 3 words. I mean, you know me very well, and feel free to say no, Ms. Guber, these are not the adjectives we want to describe you. So I believe that I'm very passionate. I would describe myself as passionate. I would describe myself as very principled. And I would describe myself also as someone who has a good sense of humor. Would you agree with these 3 adjectives?
Okay, thank you.
Now,
we had a conversation, we had a long conversation yesterday, but for the sake of the podcast, what were some of the subjects in school that you did particularly well at or particularly mm-hmm. not well at? Mm-hmm. And maybe how did you either cope or how did you do well at that subject, mm-hmm. that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we had yesterday, I actually, you were the first ones who had the chance to look at my progress report cards. I brought them and it's a little bit of, takes a courage, right, to share these kind of things because it's very personal. There have been subjects I was very, very strong at. It was languages. I was always very strong in languages. And the sciences and mathematics became more challenging for me the higher the grade level I went up. And I believe that in grade 9, 10, somehow, that was really challenging for me. I had, for instance, in math, when I struggled with math, I would have extra lessons. My parents had organized tuition for me, so I had a tutor. But I always also had study groups who would help me to cover the main topics so that I would not fall behind too much, which means I was constantly trying not to fail these classes. Sometimes more successfully than in other cases, but also always having teachers giving the time to explain further if there was topics I really didn't understand. So for me, there was a good balance between subjects I was good at, which gave me confidence, and subjects where I knew I need to, they're more challenging for me. I need to work a little bit harder.
And so kind of reading between the lines of your answer, you'd say that some of the things that helped you cope with some of the subjects that you were doing, I suppose, worse at were like teachers giving you some extra time, you going to ask those teachers.
Yes.
And taking, and like you were talking about with biology, the fact that you can take solace in the fact that you're trying as hard as you can.
Mm-hmm.
And that is that, and that's probably good enough, the fact that you're putting in the effort.
I think that's the only thing we can ask for. I mean, when I look at our core values, that when it says taking responsibility, I believe that it is important that we take responsibility. It doesn't matter how old we are, responsibility for our learning. And of course, it's not easy to admit that you are not strong or good in one subject or in a particular area. But I believe knowing where the areas for progress are, and working towards them, that is the thing we can ask for and we can expect for. And I always strive for, let's try. And if I have given my best, and that's the best I can give, and that's the result, I have to live with it. That's why I believe it's also important that we find our passion, because then we get all the confidence, because we will do very well in many, many other aspects. And I never wanted to define myself or reduce my self-value, my self-esteem, on subjects I'm not doing well at.
Yeah.
So you mentioned our core values. Our core values are be unique, take responsibility, and achieve your potential. Which one is the most important to you personally?
I love all three of them. I wish that every school, every family, every friendship helps one another to unlock potential, to understand that and appreciate and acknowledge that we are all unique, that we all have our own wishes, hopes, passions, dedication, fears, anxiety, that we are all unique in who we are. But I believe that, well, for me, I think the most important is taking responsibility. And that comes maybe back to being principled. But if you would, I love all three of them very hard.
A little bit off topic, but did you always want to be a teacher, or like what was your like other childhood dream?
I wanted to become an architect, actually. And I thought until grade 8 that I will be an architect. There is no way I'm not going to be an architect. And then my math grades dropped and I lost self-esteem. I lost confidence. And I had no idea what I wanted to do as a professional when I grow up, when I be out of high school. But what I did all my life, even as a student, I would always be a tutor for younger students for the languages. And I believe, when I look back now, maybe that was always my path, being someone who helps others in with their learning, being a teacher. And I'm very happy actually about having chosen this profession, because I like getting up early in the morning and coming to school, to my work. And I miss my school during the holidays. And I believe if you find this passion in the profession you're going to do, that's the best which can happen to you.
I think that's all the questions we have. So thank you very much for being here, Ms. Goover, and answering our questions and giving us a little insight to you as a person. Thank you very much.
Thank you for taking the time to get to know me.
Thank you.
Thank you.